everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Health Cafe. I'm your host, Vanessa Tiu. I hope you are all having a beautiful day. I have a very fun episode ahead for you guys. Today we are chatting with Marley Rose Harris all about her journey with entrepreneurship, as well as how you guys can have better money mindset habits and also get out of this toxic work hustle culture and create a better life for yourself. But before that, we are going to jump right into our segments. So what is fueling me today? You guys, I leave for London so soon. So I feel like I've just started prepping and packing and getting ready and very slowly getting ready. But just the promise of this trip coming so soon is really what's fueling me recently. The last week has honestly been so hectic. I feel like I am doing a month's worth of work in a solid week and a half, but it's been good. I feel like I'm finding a good workflow now that I'm done school, and just everything feels like it's falling into place and it all feels so good. So I'm very grateful for that right now. In terms of what I'm sipping on, well, I feel like I don't have a ton of life updates, a lot of work, and the London trip coming up. If you guys haven't listened to the last few episodes or just haven't been caught up with me, Alan and I are going to the UK for just over 2.5 weeks, and this will be my first overseas flight since 2019, before the pandemic. And this is also Alan's first overseas flight, which is crazy, but super excited to go on our first really long trip together. We did just a quick 8-day California trip last summer, but this will be our first like big trip together. So very excited about that coming up. We have so many fun things planned for that trip. We're going to see Coldplay. We're going to tour the Harry Potter studios. We are doing all the touristy things as well, but that's just some things you can look forward to in my content. Just a little preview. Other than that, I got all of my grades back from my final semester and very happy with how everything turned out. I'm set to graduate in June, which is such a surreal feeling. Like right now, it still really feels like it's summer, but everyone that I talk to, anyone that knows me, I can just say like how happier I seem, how much lighter I seem. I feel like school put this huge weight and stress on me, and I feel like I don't notice it a ton myself, but to everybody else around me, everybody keeps telling me how happier and how lighter and free I seem, which I feel like really goes to show that sometimes school and finishing school can release some unknown shackles. But definitely very thankful and glad to be done. I loved school, but I am ready for the next thing in the next chapter. All right, hopping in to my recent go-tos. First up, I recently got a new coffee machine. It's called XBloom, and it is like an at-home pour-over drip coffee machine. I am loving it. Switching up from my espresso lattes, it actually is really nice, and I feel like it just creates a little bit of a lighter coffee. Obviously, it's not espresso, so it's not as like dense. Loving that little switch up. Obviously, I don't have a coffee every single day, but when I've been having an at-home coffee, that has been my go-to. I also have really been loving Simple Nails, and I don't know if this is just the minimalist in me, but my nails have been very basic recently. Right now, I just have on this simple French, rounded French tip, and I feel like I used to get this a lot back in like 2021, maybe beginning of 2022. And I just have been loving it, like a simple color, not anything crazy with the designs. And I feel like it looks a little bit fun, but also very clean and put together, which I really like. But now, without further ado, we are going to hop right into spilling today's tea. I hope you guys enjoy. All right. So I have Marley on with me today. Marley, how are you doing?
So excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited to have you on the pod. So why don't you give me a quick little elevator pitch about yourself?
I am a business and mindset coach, and I also love talking, so it's difficult for me to put it in a short form, but essentially, I sought out on this journey designed to live a life of time, location, financial freedom, wanting to work from anywhere in the world, you know, live this life of freedom, laptop lifestyle, and through that journey and coming back and finding my purpose and finding my mission, it has just become so much more than I could ever imagine. And, you know, through building multiple six-figure businesses, through traveling the world, through, you know, healing inner child wounds, money mindset healing, I'm really at this place now, which is really passionate about helping others find their soul purpose and their soul identity, because once you are in alignment with that and once that feels secured, everything comes from that. Self-love, happiness, personal growth, the money, the everything comes from that, because I started to realize that actually money doesn't buy happiness, which was a very big slap in the face. I was like, oh, well, when I have this amount of income, everything's going to be okay. My anxiety's going to go away. But it's like you realize that everything is the same. And so I love helping people create a life of financial freedom, as well as finding their soul purpose, finding their soul calling, doing what they're meant to do on this planet, through starting a business. So that's kind of what I do. And if you can probably tell by the speed in which I'm talking, I'm very passionate about it.
No, definitely. That's amazing. I'm very similar. I feel that like when I'm talking about something that I'm passionate about, I talk very fast as well, but I'm really excited to dive into some of those topics today with you. But first up, what we do on the Health Cafe when we have guests on is we do something called rapid fire. So that's three just quick questions. The first answer that comes to your mind, just spitfire it out. So the first one is, what is your best recent read?
My best recent read has to be Wishes Fulfilled by Wayne Dyer. Life-changing book. It's basically about the art of manifestation, but in a way I've never heard before, and it changed my life.
Amazing. I love that. Second one is, favorite season or time of the year?
Summer.
Agreed. Definitely just the warmer weather. Everything is amazing. And last one, what is your current wellness favorite if you have one?
Oh, my favorite wellness, I would say, is my morning matcha latte. I just came back from Austin and I replenished my Sun Life organic matcha. It is like the best matcha to ever exist. So having a cup of that in the morning just sets me on the right path. Also, just like a walk in nature. Do not underestimate a freaking walk in nature. It's life changing.
Honestly, so true, especially with the weather getting a bit warmer out in Toronto now. I've been going on so many walks or just like biking everywhere, and it's just so nice.
Yes, I like went through a walk. I'm in my hometown right now, and it was my favorite walk in nature. And like all the questions that I've been waiting for, like downloaded as I'm just like walking through nature, I was like, that was therapy.
Amazing. I love that for you. So I know we did an elevator pitch, but I also really wanted to hear a bit more of a deep dive into your personal journey and your story with entrepreneurship, money mindset, basically give me it all.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so without going back to like basically too far, I feel like my journey really started the minute I chose to believe in myself and I chose to bet on myself, which was when I graduated from university. I had been, side hustling, doing websites for people, doing branding for people, but with no intention of making a full-time job. It was honestly just like a side thing to like pay for like alcohol on the weekends. Like it was nothing serious. I did not want to be an entrepreneur. Both of my parents were entrepreneurs and I was like, hell no. I want benefits. I want a salary. I want consistency. And then because I think it's just in my blood and it just, the universe was like, no, bitch, you're going on this journey. I got the corporate job offer, which I wanted my whole life. And the moment I got it, I realized I didn't want it. And what I really wanted was to live this life of freedom. I wanted to move to Australia. I wanted to work for my laptop. I wanted to be able to be my own boss, not work on anyone's schedule, work for myself, and live in summer all year round. That was the dream. And when I took that first bet on myself, because I feel like everything else I was doing just because I felt like I had to go to university and do this and do that. This is like the first time where I chose something for me. And I have never looked back. My first business was designing websites and logos. And that business gave me financial freedom. It gave me location freedom. I was able to live. I lived in Bali. I was living in Australia. And what happened is that business became a machine. Like it just became this beast of its own. I had a team of five. I was earning more in a month than that corporate job salary offered me for a whole year. And everyone started asking me, Marley, how are you doing this? Like, how are you living in Australia? Like my friends knew where I came from. I come from a very small town where earning $50,000 a month was like a very good yearly salary. And they're just like, what's happening in my community? And so I was like, well, I'm just working on like my money mindset. I am working on, I have a morning routine, evening routine. It was just assuming that everyone else was doing what I was doing, and no one was. And so this really set me on this, oh, okay, actually what I'm doing, no one is doing. And not to say no one is doing, but people are really interested, and not that many people that I'm talking to are combining mindset and strategy. So a lot of business people were doing a lot of strategy, you know, like Gary Vee and all those people. And then a lot of people were in the money mind, or sorry, like mindset, like Gabby Bernstein and those type of people. But I didn't see anyone combining the two. And that is what allowed me to have a lot of success in my business, very, I would say, quite quickly. And so it was then when I was like, oh, this is actually really what I wanted to do. Like, I was getting really burnt out with that first business, and because I wasn't passionate about it. I was good at it, but I wasn't passionate about it. And so at the beginning of 2020, I made the decision to pivot to embodying the version of me that I've always wanted to become, which is helping people with their mindset, with manifestation, with business, with money. And I have never looked back. And I know what it feels like to be in a state of like unalignment. And now I know what it feels like in a state to be in alignment. And so now my mission, well, my mission has always been, I just didn't know it, was to help people come into their own alignment, find their purpose, find their passion, and become their higher self. And so that's what I love doing. And in the beginning of 2018, what really set me on this journey is the impossible happened to me. I was traveling home from Australia, going to visit home, went moved back to London, Ontario for a job offer, and my dad ended up taking his own life. And if this is literally the impossible happening, because if you had told me that, I'd be like, are you insane? Like, that's my dad. Like, he would never do that. And what happened in that moment is I remember my friend, I called my friend, my best friend, and she's like, I don't want this to let you lose your sparkle. And in this moment, I decided, okay, either this can make me or this can break, completely break me. And I immediately went into therapy for the first time in my life. I signed up with Reiki. I didn't even know what that was, but I was like, sounds like it will be good for me. And I spent, since that moment moving forward, I have not stopped healing, working on personal growth, personal development. And not only did I notice myself change and my limiting beliefs would fall away, my thoughts would change. I literally have shapeshifted, like my whole body, I look completely different. And so combining the healing with the business has just been absolutely life-changing. And so what I love helping people do is healing, coming back to themselves and realizing that everything you desire is within your mind. And you know, the strategy is important, but if you don't believe that you deserve something, it's not going to come in. And so really allowing my clients and my students to know that they deserve something and believe it, because you could be working with Gary Vee himself, but if you don't believe that you deserve something, you will self-sabotage it and you will push it away subconsciously. And so when you combine the two, that's really when magic happens.
Definitely. I love that. I also love, you have such a beautiful story first, I have to say. Like, I feel like you've gone on, like you said, this amazing, literal, like 180 full transformation. I also love that you mentioned you're from a small town. Very much relatable. I'm from a small town in Ontario as well. So I feel like a lot of the listeners can really relate to that as well, which is amazing. But I know you mentioned your morning routine. Walk me through just a short version. What does that look like for you?
My morning routine is literally like my therapy. It's a non-negotiable. If I am off my morning routine, everything is off. So
Honestly,
my morning
same.
routine is heaven.
Yes, I
So
understand
I wake
you.
up, yes, like you, the girls who get it, get it. So I wake up, a huge thing is I don't check my phone. That was a huge thing I had to overcome. And so no phone. I actually use my iPad for everything. So I do not go on my phone. I turn on a superhuman meditation. I meditate for 10 minutes. Then I will journal and I will say five things that I'm grateful for, five things that I'm thankful for that haven't yet happened, but I'm manifesting that they are, because the word thank you insinuates that it's already happened. So it helps to rewire your subconscious. I write down five I am affirmations, things that I'm manifesting. So I am whatever I'm embodying, and then future self journaling. So, like, this morning we're in a launch right now, so I was writing, it's the end of the launch and like what I've manifested as if it's already come true. I love law of assumption, so I just assume, I'm just like delusional in the law of assumption all the time. And then I am grabbing my Skinny Confidential ice roller. I ice roll my face and then I grab my Gua Sha, and then I will go on a morning walk. And sometimes I'll do like a Pilates after, but always morning movement. I love like an hour walk in the morning with a podcast, audiobook, favorite part of my morning. And then I come back, have a matcha, have breakfast, and then like tuck into work. But that's like a 2 hour situation.
Honestly, I feel you. I feel like when I'm really into my morning routine, they get lengthy, and it's like just the best way to have a slow morning, and I feel like gets your workday started on such a good note.
Yes, energetic hygiene is the only hygiene I'm worried about.
So, what are your
This
thoughts on hustle culture?
is such a good question. I've spent my whole life hustling because I thought that was the only way to get somewhere. I grew up in a family, as most people do, is if you want to work for something, you have to work hard to get it. Grin and bearing it, push through, force energy. And recently, it's a very masculine approach to things. And that's basically how I've gotten where I've gone. And I will say there is a time and a place. However, once you have your strategy set up, once you have your foundations, it's all about energy. And like mindset and beliefs and identity. So, and a perfect example of this is like I'm working with this healer right now, and she's really allowing me to tap into this feminine, like attract, don't chase, really just honoring of like, okay, if I want something or desire something, getting into the energetics of it, not pushing and forcing to get it. And so my belief is that like I think there's a time and a place. Like when you first start a business, there's definitely a time where you need to like put your hats on and like make some, put your head down because that's necessary. However, I think a lot of us go way too overboard, myself included, which is like working 14 hours a day because it comes from this belief that we don't think we deserve it unless we work hard for it. So when you can clear that belief and know that you just are deserving as you are, you will start to attract things like out of thin air because your belief is that you deserve it no matter what. And when you know that you deserve it no matter what, you receive it no matter what. So I've been really tapping into like leaning back, energetic hygiene, like really into the energetics of things. And for example, like last month we doubled our cash month. And I didn't do a launch. I did nothing different in my business. All I changed was my frequency and my energy. And so I just proved myself wrong of like, you don't need to hustle to get there. You can actually work with the universe and work with energetics and receive it way easier, way faster, and with ease.
Definitely. I think that today's women are definitely very boxed in. They think they have to burn themselves out to achieve what they want, or they just simply won't get to where they want to be.
Yes, I know. And burnout culture, like I've been there, and I almost feel like you have to go through it to realize that that's not the way.
I feel like I am kind of coming out the other side of it. I recently finished my 4-year degree and in the last few months of it, experienced the worst burnout ever. Like I've been doing YouTube all throughout my high school and university years. And it's like I came to these last, want to say 4 months of my degree and was just so burnt out. It was awful.
I'm so sorry. Are you feeling better now?
Definitely. I've been done for a few weeks and honestly just took some well-needed rest and honestly rewired my mindset a little bit, especially now working full-time for myself. So definitely has been a good kind of step back and move forward.
Yes, and I think just something I love doing if I'm getting too on the like hustle, I will just go on something called a think week. Bill Gates coined this term where he literally would go into the woods for like 4 days and like or a week and have someone like bring him food and would just shut off internet, shut off phones, no connection to the outside world, no internet, and just go completely inward. And this is how he like invented Microsoft or something crazy. And so just a hot tip, whenever you're getting into energy, just give yourself permission to, I will just do think weekends every quarter, shut off, go inward, and just refill up my cup. And I think, especially when we're in this industry where we're sharing content, sharing value, like your energy is so important in how you do things. So that's just a hot tip for anyone listening who's feeling a little bit burnt out right now.
Agreed. Especially, I feel like social media detoxes or even just like digital detoxes. I feel like we often don't realize how much just being on our electronics and devices all the time really affects us.
Completely draining.
So now I know we talked a little bit about just how you kind of rewired your brain for success. So what are some tips that you have for our listeners about that?
So rewiring your subconscious mind, there's so many ways. I mean, I personally love hypnosis. I love RRT, rapid resolution therapy. But something you can do at home and for free is called journaling. The mother of healing for your subconscious mind is through repetition. And so your brain needs to see to believe. So if every day you are writing down gratitude for something that currently isn't in the 3D, but you are desiring it. So a lot of my clients I talk to are about money and like rewiring their money mindset. So it's like when I was first starting, I'd be like, I'm so happy and grateful for earning $10,000 a month. And I was earning like maybe like 2,000 at the time. And then I earned 10,000 and then I did it. So just every day writing down and focusing on what you do desire, because that's how we like hijack the subconscious mind. We have a part of our brain called the reticular activating cortex. And this is that part of your brain when, you know, when you are about to buy a new car or you just bought a new car and you see that car everywhere, it's like, holy shit, everyone has this car. The car has always been there, but your brain never perceived it as important. So when it perceives something as important, it will look to find it. So if you're writing down every day the things that you desire and the dreams that you have and the money that you desire, your brain will start to look for ways to find that. You will start to see new opportunities that you didn't see before. You will start to see new ways to earn money that you never saw before. So this is a very quick, easy, free way to hijack, or I don't say hijack, that's like a negative, to rewire your subconscious and use it in your favor so that you can start creating the reality that you desire.
Also, I love that you got a little scientific there. My biology, psychology undergrad is screaming thank you right now.
Oh, we can go more. I love this shit.
Definitely go into it a little bit more. I'd love to hear it.
Okay, so for anyone listening who is like, what is the subconscious mind? The subconscious mind is the part of your brain that controls 95% of your life. Your conscious mind, which is like us talking right now, us aware of what our names are, like just consciously aware, controls 5% of our life. So when I first heard this, I was pissed. I was like, how have I been operating from 5% of my brain this whole time? And when you start to learn that really your reality, the way I like explaining it is if you think about a movie theater and you think about the movie on the screen, that's your reality. And if you think about the camera, that's your that is your brain. And then the film is your subconscious mind. It's your beliefs. It's your identity. So whatever you are putting into your the film or the identity is playing on the screen. Does that make sense? So like whatever you believe to be true will present to you into your reality. So if you believe that you are not worthy of a six-figure business, is not going to play into your reality until you do believe that you deserve that. So this is a huge, and I hope a huge aha moment for a lot of listeners of like, if you're wondering what is within your subconscious mind, just take a screenshot of your bank account, of your relationship, of your home, of all the things that are around you, because that is evidence of what you believe that you deserve. And the subconscious mind also was developed between the ages of 0 and 7. So everything that you heard, everything that you saw, everything that you were told, you now believe to be true. So a lot of us grew up in families where money is hard to come by. Money comes and goes, you know, and like I just talk about money because it's what people like to hear, but also like the relationship that your parents had or your caregivers, like that's what you now, that is your like energetic minimum. That's your comfort zone. That's what's normal. Even though it might not consciously be what you desire, subconsciously, that is your comfort zone. So it's like a thermostat, and that's what you're, what's good, normal, comfortable. So when things start going above your comfort zone, so for example, let's say you get a promotion at work, it's like, woohoo. Consciously, that's very exciting, but subconsciously, your brain is freaking out, going red alert, this is scary, this is dangerous, let's cool back down. So a perfect example is like, you know, when people win the lottery and then a year later they don't have it anymore, it's because it was like, holy sh consciously, you won the lottery, amazing. Subconsciously, danger, like, do not enter, give it away. And so a lot of my clients that I talk to, it'll be like, I can get money, but I can't hold on to it. It's like this, it's like I immediately have to spend it. And so if you have those patterns, patterns are also a beautiful way to see what's in your subconscious mind and what you believe you deserve. Are you manifesting the same type of partner? Are you manifesting the same income no matter what you do? Even when you move jobs, get a new promotion, you still have the same amount in your bank account. That is evidence that there is a conscious subconscious disconnect, which means your conscious mind desires something, but your subconscious mind believes that you deserve something else. And so what we do is we can go into the subconscious mind and say, hey, actually, that's not true. This is the truth. And rewire so that your film on your movie starts to play the reality that you do desire.
Definitely. I think that makes a lot of sense. And I love you explained that so well, so simply. I feel like for like such a big concept, you really narrowed it down and like nailed it.
Thank you.
Of course. My next question is, when it comes to money mindset and talked about kind of just typical bad habits that people have, how would you go about starting to change some of those bad habits?
With money, this is such a good question. So money treats you how you treat money. So if you're avoiding money, money is avoiding you. Whatever you avoid, your brain will perceive as dangerous, and so it will avoid it. And so I think a lot of people that I talk to, they don't look at their bank accounts, they don't look at their credit card, like literally opening up their bank. This was me. I would like dry heave opening up my bank account, make me feel so uncomfortable. The way you talk about money is the way you receive money. So, you know, have you ever heard someone pay for a bill and say, what's the damage? Or if you say the word expensive, or if you focus or you say the word debt, like those words become your reality. So Tony Robbins says, change your language, change your life. Quote unquote, bad habits are just the byproduct of past conditioning, and you are in control of changing that. So I think the first step is just becoming aware of being like, okay, now that I've heard this conversation, I know that I'm actually creating my money reality. It's not anything outside of me, it comes from inside. What patterns, what am I doing, and how am I treating money? So maybe take like 24 hours in a day and notice how you feel around the energy of money. When you spend, when you receive, when you get a bill, what are the feelings and what are the emotions that are coming up? And that is a great starting point to realize where to start to rewire, to flip the script and focus on what you do desire, because whatever you focus on, you become. So instead of focusing on all the time on your debt, I don't even like saying the word, then that's what you get more of. So focus on what you do desire. But I think the first step is really awareness. Like, how am I talking about it? How am I receiving it? What is my energy around it? And your relationship to money is just like you being in a relationship with a partner. Like if your boyfriend is like avoiding you every time you come into the room, they run away, they talk poorly about you, like you'd be like, I'm out of here, bye. I'm going to go to someone who appreciates me and loves me in their energy. That's what money's doing with you. So just knowing that of like, oh, how am I treating money? And recognizing, okay, that's I and I'm also, are you do you have the reality with money that you do desire? Is it consistent? Do you love it? Does it love you? Because that's all possible for you no matter what. It's just first becoming like, okay, where's the baseline? And then going from there is, you know, some of the methods I mentioned earlier, which is journaling, RT, hypnosis. It's like I've used all of them. They all work very well.
I feel like a good thing to mention too is writing shit down. I feel like people think
Yes.
about this thing, like think about things a ton, especially when it comes to things that they want to change, but they don't actually go ahead and write down, okay, like acknowledgement, like you said, like understanding, acknowledging where you are right now. I think a lot of people, maybe people think about it and are like, oh, I'll think about that later. Let's push it to the side. Write it down, make it real, like make it apparent to yourself.
Exactly. Like your brain needs to see to believe. So I have this, there's a Google app called Google Tasks. And this is on my phone, this is on my iPad, this is on my like laptop, it's everywhere. So whenever I have a download, an aha moment, I write it down. And sometimes it just needs to get out of your brain, Right. And so once you start getting stuff out of your brain, you can look at it and you can be like, is that true? Is that real? Where is that coming from? What's the fear here? And then you can work to transcend it. But if it's just floating up in your brain, it's not doing anyone any good.
Definitely. So now my last question for you is, if the listeners take away only one thing, just one thing from today's episode and today's chat, what do you hope that that is?
My hope is that for everyone listening, that you know that you are capable of achieving anything that you desire. And the reason that I'm so passionate about that is because I know what it feels like to be unhappy, so anxious, so depressed, and just feeling like, who am I to do this? I will never amount to anything, you know, just with no clear guideline or boundary. And then, you know, through healing and through guidance and finding my way and being able to create this life that I never even thought was possible for me. There's nothing special about me. There's nothing, I didn't like step on a lucky charm or something. Like I didn't get lucky. It's just like it's through the work. And so for anyone listening who feels frustrated, who feels stuck, who feels like they don't have a path, I just want to remind you that you are here for a reason. There's no coincidence that you're here. There's literally one in a trillion chances that you are here right now on this planet. And that's on purpose. So you have a purpose. You have a reason. And a lot of us have forgotten what that is. But I really just want to remind you that you matter. You have a purpose. You're here for a reason. And that little voice inside of your head that's telling you that you're meant for more is actually your higher self. And that's true. And I want you to listen to that. And I want you to follow that because on the other side of you following that, you help change the world. You help change people's lives. You help. And not only that, is you're gonna prove to yourself that you are meant for more. And through that, heal yourself and honestly, like your whole entire generational bloodline. So you get to be the one that changes everything.
Amazing. That was so beautiful. Now is your time, though, to plug yourself. Where can our listeners find you?
Yay! So you can find me at Molly Rose Harris on Instagram, on TikTok. My podcast is called the Money Mindset Manifestation Podcast, where we talk about all of those things. And for the listeners, if they would like, I can give away a free webinar, a free training on 3 steps to create your life of time, location, financial freedom to create an online business. And so people can grab that for free to help them create this dream life. And my website's mollyrose.ca.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. I'm so glad we were able to chat.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much. You're an amazing host.
Oh, thank you. But that is all that I have for you guys today. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. I'd also like to remind you guys that Marley is offering all of the listeners $500 off the Freedom Club if they use the code Vanessa as their referral. Don't forget to leave a rate, review, and subscribe if you enjoyed today. It really helps out the podcast. Also, you can always DM us if you have any questions or guest requests, as well as submit that to the website. But I love you guys so much, and you will all hear me in the next episode.